Hello. Last Sunday, we had an informal online gathering, a free one, to share readings. Hopefully you knew about it or in advance if you're interested in that kind of thing. If you want to be absolutely sure of hearing about future gatherings in plenty of time, just send a blank email to gatherings@onlineclarity.co.uk. That's gatherings, gatherings, @onlineclarity.co.uk. Anyway, the reading sharing went very well indeed. Better than I thought it would. Actually, even better than I thought it was going during the gathering, by the sounds of things. I was a bit concerned that people who didn't actually have readings done for them would find it boring. But judging from the emails I received afterwards, I really needn't have worried. People were very pleased they could actually hear a reading unfold in real time and benefit from many different people's approaches, and basically just see the oracle at work, in practice. So, this is great. Definitely something I should do again. But there is that awkward, sticky little problem of actually having to pay money to hire the webinar room. What to do about that? Well, my first thought was to charge you to come to the things, either charging per event or setting up a subscription service for a select few people. I even drafted a survey for you to ask what you'd rather have and what, if anything, you'd pay for it. But before I put the survey online, I thought I'd better ask what ye thought of the idea. Ye said, hexagram 36, brightness hiding, changing to hexagram 24, returning. 36, brightness hiding. Ugh. Now, I have done more than one webinar before now where I presented lots of really good information far too fast and far too intensively for a webinar. And I heard from people afterwards that they were none the wiser about things I could have sworn I'd spent hours explaining. Basically, I'd done a really outstandingly good job of hiding brightness, being obfuscatory, I suppose. Having a light to shine and managing to hide it away so no one sees it. Clever girl. Not. I don't want to do that again. But line 3 at least says I'm making progress. Brightness hiding, hunting in the south, gets their great leader. Hasty steadfastness not possible. So I've set out to hunt down the problem. Yes, that would be the long string of readings I did after that previous webinar. And I've got the leader. I've got the main point, basically, that I need to use webinars for what they're best suited to. And that's probably live readings. But the line also says hasty steadfastness isn't possible, which basically means don't try to run all the way to the bank from here. Okay, Hillary, you've got so far, but you're not going to get any further by forcing the issue. I looked over at the line that inspires this one, and it's an uncomfortable one. 35, line 4, that talks about the mentality of the squirrely rodents. They spoil the big harvest because they're in too much of a hurry to build up their own little pile. Ouch. Actually, it's quite embarrassing sharing a reading like that, because it basically said, yes, you've got to the heart of it, you're getting back on track, that's hexagram 24, but you're also in danger of sabotaging something big by being small-minded and anxious and hurried. It didn't take much to see the anxiety. I'm worried about that awkward business of paying to hire the room. Okay, so I asked ye, what if I make this a free service? I'll admit an ulterior motive here or something. The meetings and readings would all be free, but everyone who came would see a web page with links to buy stuff, like the Qing course or the recordings of previous webinars. Yi's comment on this idea? Hexagram 12, obstruction, changing at line 6 to hexagram 45, gathering. Yes, that second hexagram is Yi's way of being funny. But it's also a reminder of a reading I did not long ago. I asked what I needed to reflect on about helping more people to connect with Yi, and gathering together was the first hexagram of the answer. So this connects me back to that, and shows me I'm on the right track. Hexagram 12, obstruction. That's another picture of a problem that needs tackling. People not communicating, not hearing messages, not making connections. That just works on far too many levels to start listing them now. And line 6 says, overturning the obstruction, before, obstruction, following, joy. Which is just very, very good news. Actually, I think there's a double meaning in this line I hadn't seen before. There's the basic message that first there's obstruction, and then there's rejoicing. But these same words, used in hexagram 2, have the added message of leading and following. It makes sense. I can help to overturn obstruction by not taking the lead, but by following what people actually need and choose. So, there you have it. There will be more reading webinars, and they will be free. And if you're interested in attending, make sure you get your name on the notification list. Gatherings@onlineclarity.co.uk